The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Paz, and this podcast is about seven different breeds of dogs and everything you need to know about them. Welcome to episode 2. This episode is about pit bulls. The average weight of a female pit bull is 30 to 50 pounds. The average weight of a male pit bull 35 to 60 pounds. The height of a female is about 17 to 20 inches, where a male pit bull is 18 to 21 inches. The length is about 2 feet. Now for the coat. The coat is short and smooth and is definitely not hypergenic. You'll definitely get hair everywhere. So if you like that, this is a good dog for you. The lifespan is about 8 to 15 years. The temperament is loyal, affectionate, and the coat can have different colors because dogs are different. And it depends who the dog's parents are and all of that stuff. Some things that I recognize in pit bulls is they are good at training and they want to be comfortable with you. One time I was sitting with my pit bull and my brother was on a beanbag with a burger in his hand and my pit bull was struggling with him. The pit bull wasn't getting his food. He was just laying there being comfortable with my brother and just enjoying the company. My pit bull is also clean because he is the best cuddle dog I've ever had. To be fair though, I've only had like four or five actual dogs that haven't been like fostering dogs, but like any dog likes to rough house. And the friendliness, it honestly depends on the pit bull. My pit bull was friendly with puppies and with young kids, but that doesn't mean all pit bulls or any dogs in general are friendly with any type of dog or kid or parent or person or whatever. So I would definitely test that out before you go to like a kid's birthday party or whatever. Not saying you'd go to a kid's birthday party or whatever, but just as a for instance. Yes, the dogs love to get exercise. My dog likes to snuggle and cuddle, but that doesn't mean they won't want to go for a walk. If you go on a specific loop around your house or wherever you are going to dog for a walk, they will definitely get the pattern and they will map out the direction and then they'll just take it every time. And I think that's pretty cool. As I was saying, with my dog on the beanbag with my brother eating a burger, he didn't want to eat the burger. But some dogs will definitely want human food because it's yummy. What can I say? It's yummy. But you can definitely train your dog not to want human food and just want to be with you. I definitely didn't know how to train my dog at first because that was already, we adopted him, so he was already trained in that. So if you want to look up some training videos, just look up on YouTube or whatever to train. Yes, my dog does love to dig. Dog does love to dig. He loves to dig far and wide and camping, not camping, but we trained him not to dig in the yard. We did train him to dig anywhere else but the yard. So like when we go camping, he'd be half his height deep in a hole. It's actually pretty cute. But then we had to give him a bath and he doesn't really like bath. So I guess that's it. Trade-off. One thing I do know is that the body language. Every week I'm going to do how to read your dog's body language. So if your dog is relaxed, he will be either down and laying at you attentively, or he'll be standing up looking at you attentively. If the dog is happy or loves you and wants some pets, he'll turn on his back and have his stomach towards you. If he is happy, he'll be wagging his tail. If he is ready to play, he'll have his front end leaning down and his back end up with his tail wagging. If he is dismissive or nervous, he'll be either shaking or trying to make himself smaller. If he is lying down and he's not looking at you, or if you put your hand near him and he's growling, I just leave him alone. If he is stressed or anxious, he'll also be shaking, and he'll be pacing about and whimpering slightly. If he's terrified, he'll be shaking uncontrollably. If he is fearful and ready to fight, he'll be growling and have his tail down, and he'll be in like a fighting stance. If he is alert, he will be has ears up and his tail pointed out. If he is not sure or suspicious, he'll have his tail up and looking around. If he is stalking, he'll be in like a crouched position with his tail out, pointing away from him. And yeah, so that's all about the body language. So back to grooming. The pit bull is, you don't need to take him in to the, so back to grooming. So you don't need to take him in to groom him, because the shedding will take care of itself, but you will need to get a good vacuum or need to brush your dog daily or hourly, depends how much your dog will shed. With my dog, we had to brush him daily, and even that was not enough. He would get hair everywhere. So we'd have to, if you want your dog running to bed, you'd have to wash your sheets weekly, because they get so much hair. For the nails, if you walk your dog a couple times a day, I don't think you'll have to trim your dog's toenails. You won't have to trim your dog's toenails if you are walking them in cement or have a big yard to play with. Yes, my dog is trainable. My dog was trainable because he was already trained, and then we also trained him to do some other things. He wouldn't jump on the couch because he was a shedder, and my parents or me didn't want to clean up after that. So I taught him to jump up on my bed and snuggle with me that way. He's a good snuggler. So some pit bulls like to swim, some pit bulls don't like to swim. And some pit bulls like the bath, some pit bulls don't like the bath. My dog was not liking the bath, not liking swim kind of dog. He was scared of water, and maybe that was because he was adopted and something else scared him to be like that, or some other reason. But we tried getting him in the pool, but he didn't like that. Or we tried getting him in the river or lake or wherever we were going to go with the water, and he did not like that. We even had a canoe, and he would just sit down on the canoe and not do anything. He of course would shake when he would get into the canoe, but after settling in, he would be fine. Some fun stories about my dog is my cousins had a small puppy, and my dog would love playing with him. They'd chase each other around, they'd get the zoomies, and then they'd love to play catch but not bring back the ball. So that wasn't really fun, but it was fun seeing them play together. And then when my grandparents brought the dog over and all three of them were together, it was so fun watching them play. My grandparents' dog is a small dog too, so it was kind of the same thing. My dog's weird sleeping positions is he'd sleep on his back. Then he'd have one of his paws bent when he was laying frontward on his stomach. Yes, my dog would definitely get the zoomies, usually after a bath or a shower, and he'd run around the yard or the house if he didn't open up the doors in time, but he'd definitely get the zoomies and run around the house on the yard. And then he loved to play tug of war. My dog loved to sit on your feet and then just be close to you. We had a beanbag, and I just lay on the beanbag, and he'd also just come up and lay on the beanbag with me. He had arthritis, so that might not help with him being as friendly. So you just had to get a medicine so he wouldn't be growling as much. My dog would also be clingy, and he'd follow me everywhere. He was kind of like my shadow. So I guess we should call him Shadow, but whatevs. My dog would also like to sleep on my clothes too, because they smell like me and he loves me, so he wants to smell like me. He would also wait by the door for me because he would miss me and he would want to, he just loves me, so that'd be, yeah. He sometimes would spin in circles before lying down and then scratch the ground or scratch whatever he's laying down to make it more comfortable. So that was pretty cool. He'd also lean on you so he'd get more pets, and that actually worked a lot of the time. Chasing their tail. Yes. My dog would chase the tail. Or I'd just be laying down and I'd grab his tail and then whack him with it, and he'd keep biting it, and it was actually pretty fun. And in the kitchen. My dog loved to be around me, and that was even in the kitchen. So when I was making food, he would be right there, laying down or being close to me and just looking at me. It was cool, but he would get in the way, and that wasn't as fun as I thought it would. My family was sitting down every night as we do to eat dinner as a family, and my dog always is with me because he's my shadow. So I went to get something from a room or something, and then I could hear my parents dying of laughter. And when I went back to the table, my dog was sitting on the chair, looking at my family like he belonged there. And he definitely did not belong, but it's just funny because he looked like he was wanting dinner. And he's just sitting there, and it's so funny. We didn't all go away on vacation. We couldn't take the dog. We would have to take him to the dog daycare place. So he doesn't like driving in the car. But when we were close to the dog daycare place, he'd be so excited. He'd be wagging his tail. He'd be shaking. He'd be so excited because he could play with his friends and have fun while we're on vacation. So it's kind of like a vacation for him too. This dog was also afraid of fireworks, as there was my last dog. And he was scared of any loud noises. That's because he was probably adopted and some loud noises scared him. I'm not sure what some loud noises would be, but like gunfire, fireworks, anything loud, slamming the door loudly. But one time we were camping and he would, and it's about the July can, so I guess we didn't learn a lesson. But we heard some fireworks as well. I guess it wasn't 4th of July. Yeah, so it wasn't 4th of July, so we did learn a lesson. But there are some fireworks. But it was just me and my dad camping and my dog, and he was scared too, but he didn't run away like last time. He was just shaking and was like nervous and like pacing and just like barking, but he calmed down like half hour later, and it's pretty fun to see him. I got this dog during COVID, so we just stay home. And this is the best dog I could have asked for, because we just stay at home and he just cuddled with me, and we just do Zoom classes together on my bed, just laying down, and it was super nice and fun. So we'd be on the beanbag, just laying down and cuddling, and then it'd be like a Saturday, and then my dog loves to cuddle. So when I'd be like playing video games, watching movies, watching shows, I'd just lay on the beanbag with my dog, and he'd just cuddle me. He'd lay on my, either next to me or on my chest, and we'd just cuddle and watch video games or play movies or watch shows or just spending time together, and that was super fun and enjoyable. I am not sure if my dog would bark out of their affection, but yes, my dog is very protective, and when someone knocked at the door, my dog would always bark, and he'd have his running face on, even if it was just the mailman. But my dog, if it was family or friends, he'd always wag his tail when he saw them come in. And he'd always love them. He'd not pounce on them, but he'd like go up to them and ask for pets, as dogs do. Hello, thank you for listening to episode 2. This is Digipaw signing off.